The broadcast rolling today. I want to spend a few moments talking about professors who are stripping the faith of students, who are not grounded in how to answer the questions that are so often raised by skeptics. We need to be aware of those questions and how to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us with gentleness and with respect. I must confess that I did more than one double take when I encountered Professor Bart Ehrman's statement of first problems with the Hebrew Old Testament. He not only complains that Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 use different names for God, but that the two chapters are very difficult, he says, to reconcile. And that, of course, is hardly true. The notion of different names for God must surely have Ehrman's language students rolling their eyes in utter amazement and disbelief. As Hebrew students will immediately recognize, the author of Genesis uses Elohim to identify God in both chapter 1 and chapter 2. The only notable difference is that in chapter 2, the author adds Lord, Yahweh, Elohim. It is hardly a stretch to suppose that a single author would underscore the power of God in creation in the context of chapter 1 and then emphasize that God in creation is likewise God in relationship with respect to humankind in chapter 2. And furthermore, I wonder why the consternation over topical recapitulation. Ehrman himself frequently brings up a topic in general terms and then restates the self-same topic in different order with added detail and perspective. And I'm frankly surprised that one of his university's Hebrew students has not taken the time to unpack the problem for the professor. One final point, I'm certainly surprised that in added detail and perspective, Ehrman wonders how light could have been created on the first day when the sun, moon, and stars were not created until the fourth day. Seems to me that even a full-blown fundamentalist on the left would recognize that electromagnetic radiation inherent in the Big Bang produces more than a little light. And certainly Ehrman believes in the Big Bang. But the point here is that these are the kinds of objections that Professor Ehrman and other professors around the country are using to dissuade their students of the notion that the Bible could be the infallible repository of redemptive revelation. And there are good answers to the objections that he raises over and over ad nauseum, ad infinitum. They're not unusual objections. They've been raised before. And there are answers. We provide those answers to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. It's one of the reasons we do the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We want to be able to use well-reasoned answers as opportunities to share the grace and truth and love that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart. And of course, we, as always, ask you to stand with us prayerfully and financially in that endeavor. Without you, this enterprise simply would not continue. If you can join the Bible Answer Man monthly support team, I'd appreciate you doing that online at equip.org. You can also speak to resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI, or you can give via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as my token of thanks, I'd love to send you, for your gift to the ministry, Essential Christian Doctrines. It's a hankernym. It's Essential Christian Doctrine codified around the word doctrine, so you can remember what the essential Christian doctrines are. And then also in the flip chart, it's fully laminated, you can put it in your pocket or purse, you have why you believe what you believe. And so you can defend what the martyrs bled and died for, and what you have given your life to, and why you say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Again, the doctrines flip chart, available for your gift to the ministry, and we can certainly use your support for this ministry.